Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast. It's very Chicago. Podcast. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, with whomever, under whomever, drinking whatever, smoking whatever, wherever. We don't care. However you're doing it, we appreciate the ear, hole, and brain time.
Yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Resist!
I always want to say brain hole.
Oh, yeah. Brain hole?
Yeah. Not a lot of, there's a lot of brain holes right now.
Oh, God.
Apparently
so many
in Washington.
Fucking idiots in Washington, our fucking country. Oh, God.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's how a lot of liberals seem to feel right now.
Yeah. Fuck off, dude.
God
we told
damn
you.
It. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Can we say we told you so? We did. We said this guy was bad.
It's not working, though. I mean,
fuck them.
That's probably not the best approach to to our brethren who foolishly voted Trump.
You know,
tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. Right. One word, crab diving, CRABDIVING.
Yes.
You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. Warm and loving community of very intelligent, occasionally rage-filled liberals.
Everybody's pissed.
And join in the combos and the stories over there. We put stuff we don't get to. Stuff we do put here on the show.
Yay.
Et cetera. Cool memes and shit.
Memes.
Share. Jump in.
Yeah.
Share the crabs. Don't forget also, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you could do so by buying shit you're going to buy on the internet.
On the internets. Fuck you, boy.
Through our Amazon hole. Go to Amazon. You get some good deals. Some good shit there. And Amazon.com, or to get there, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Please.
And bookmark that shit.
God damn it.
Then every time you go there and buy stuff, we get a little commission. It helps us out here. It doesn't cost you nothing. Jack all, fuck all.
It costs you nothing.
But it helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, of
Yay.
Which we're, I believe we have news.
About Kelly's show, K Voice?
Kelly's show
premieres tomorrow, correct?
I believe so.
Awesome.
That's what I was looking for.
All right.
I thought it was more of a ta-da, but apparently it's under fanfare.
A flourish.
Yes. Kelly's show tomorrow, which we'll be having an executive meeting. It's very soon after this to decide exactly what is going on tomorrow.
Oh, okay. How long is it? Half hour?
Yeah. I'm thinking we might just put it on right after our show.
I think that's perfect.
And we'll follow it up with something else.
You don't have to have
the
a meeting
archives
now.
Or whatever. We're done with the meeting.
Meeting done.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little behind the curtain.
Oh, yes.
Of the magic here at crab diving. What do you want it? I don't give a fuck. What about you? I don't care.
Right. No,
okay.
I think it's a strong decision to have it at 4. I think that makes sense.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Garbage.
Going on. Holy shit. I mean,
it's garbage.
You know, I don't know. I just don't know. It's new news every day.
A lot of people, though, they
more heinous than the day before.
They don't know. A lot of people don't know. I was listening. No. I read this NPR thing about these two idiots in New York.
Oh, that's amazing.
Did you see that?
Yeah, the brothers.
Oh, God. They're so fucking stupid. And they're sitting there in their goddamn, their fucking Duck Dynasty looking hat. And I'm just sitting there thinking, well, this isn't my country. These people aren't who we are. But kind of.
Apparently.
Kind of they are.
They're the ones that go out and vote.
Oh, God.
At least.
You pieces of fucking shit.
We have to stop that shit.
Well, I tell you what. I'm done being nice. There's no more nice. Fuck them. How are you going to come around to those people? We were nice. Kind of.
Well, right. I mean, you can't.
They're xenophobic cunts.
Yeah.
There's no talking to them. I don't know how we handle that part of the country and get us out of this fucking fascist dick fuck we're stuck in.
Yeah, there was a story yesterday that was on one of the lib blogs, and I was like, come on. And I read it, and I was like, I don't know if this is real outrageable. And I went and looked up like the whole context and everything, and I was like, this is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But everybody's so fucking stirred up right now.
Yes.
That every little word, every, you know,
what you say,
were
when
like,
you say, when you say this, what are you talking about?
I don't remember what it exactly was. It was a story yesterday that was on one of their libtard sources that I go to. And the story, it was a little bit of hyperbole.
Okay.
And I just thought it's one of these, well, I'm not going to share it because I think it's a little stretch.
Yeah, it's being sensational. Sensationalistic. Yeah,
yeah. And even the whole context, I was like, you know, there's other battles.
Yeah.
I don't see this one. Right. I really don't see this one. All kinds of battles raging. On the not trending right now, although it was a little while ago. Trending. Oh, now it's back. Another version. Hashtag drink Starbucks. Did you see what's going on now? You're supposed to.
What is happening?
Well, we're all supposed to boycott Starbucks, right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, all the angry white ones of us are supposed to boycott Starbucks because Starbucks tweeted or issued a statement or something.
Oh, I saw that.
That in response, they're going to try to make sure they hire 10,000 refugees worldwide.
What's wrong with that?
Or something like that. It was a number, you know, and in response to our horribly draconian xenophobic shit fest.
Yes.
That of a executive order that Donald Trump squeezed out from his saggy old white-tinged orange sphincter.
And the envelope, please.
Orange-tinged white
sphincter. I think it's perfect. That accurately describes that dick fuck.
Yeah, and you know, they're the way they're tap dancing, we listened to Spicer, the spokestwant of the...
Twentage.
Of the regime, the cabal.
God damn that guy.
The Reich. And
he's like an irritating Sam Simon. Not Sam Simon. Who's the guy that's the fucking Sam Rubin?
Paul Simon. Oh.
Sam Rubin. He's an irritating Sam Rubin, the entertainment reporter.
You mean a more irritating?
Yes.
Sam Rubin. No offense, Sam Rubin.
Oh, yeah. No offense, dude, but you're kind of a douche. Who cares? You're rich.
Do yourself
off.
A favor and Google Sam Rubin with Samuel Jackson.
Oh,
and
my.
And there's a classic bit.
God.
Entertainment video for y'all.
That's right, baby. What's in your wallet?
Well, we'll just explain it really quickly. Sam Rubin asks Samuel Jackson how he enjoyed either doing a movie or doing a commercial.
Yeah.
But it was actually Lawrence Fishburne that had done it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a different black guy. And Samuel Jackson righteously and rightfully busts Sam Rubin's balls, obliterates.
Yeah,
Sam Rubin's balls. He's like, you're the entertainment guy.
I'm the what's in your wallet guy.
Yeah, he's like, you're the entertainment reporter.
That is insane.
And you can't tell the difference between Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel Jackson.
Well, that just goes to show you how dumb you can be and have Sam Rubin's fucking job. I want that job. Yeah. He's a moron. Sorry. I don't know. Why are we hating on Sam Rubin?
He's a wonderful human being.
Things to hate today. Why Sam Rubin? I apologize.
Yeah, it's a Jesus fucking smorgasbord.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Yeah.
You're right, baby.
You mean sub-President Trump after President Bannon, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Who does Trump bottom for more often? Oh, Uncle Nipples or General Bannon or whatever, the Führer?
You know, there's a story I want to talk about that may be a little bit tinfoil hat-ish.
Yes.
Or aluminum foil hat, whatever you
Is that what you were referring to earlier
whatever
today?
Whatever the kids are using these days.
Yes.
Let's do the headlines and see, because I'm sure that's gonna have us
pissed off, angry, mad, agitated.
Quite possibly. I'd probably talk about some of the shit that we're gonna talk
let's
about.
Fuck
anyway.
Some shit up.
The headlines
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, January 30th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Sarah Palin ringing in twice there.
We are bending over.
Hopefully not. We're being bent over.
Well, our country bent over. A lot of people bent over. Yeah. They voted for Trump because he made them feel good about their fucking racism.
Rolled over.
Kind of. Oh, yes. Nobody's bending, please.
That's a good one. Obama emerges is the headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Oh, it makes me sad. Please, make him president again. What the fuck?
They're going to be pissed because they're going to be like, George Bush kept his mouth shut after he left.
Why the hell isn't
Obama keeping his mouth shut like he should? Like that N-word shut. I mean, yeah. I'm just paraphrasing what might be being said in certain households here in the United States of
but
America.
But Obama is a wordsmith. George Bush is a painter.
Well, and George Bush left with the popularity of ass cancer.
Right. He left the country on fire, led us into a war.
And Obama left with really high ratings. Everybody still loves Obama, and historically, it just gets better.
It doesn't
get worse. All you Obama-hating boo-boo kitties out there.
Fuck you.
It doesn't get better. Worse. Look at how even George fucking Bush's overall approval rating now is up, because people kind of forget that he flipped the whole country over and took it without permission.
It was 8 years ago, 9 years ago, right?
It was a long fucking time ago.
I mean, people forget. They're dumb. They're
Darth
stoned.
Cheney still skulking around on his seventh or eighth fetal heart.
What is it?
Per day.
Yeah.
that he consumes.
I mean, God damn it,
some
man.
Sort of ceremony.
What's the difference between Bannon and Cheney? I'm trying to figure it out. Is Cheney more of a corporatist?
God, I mean,
Bannon's more of a Nazi.
I might venture. He's scarier, of course. You know, I mean, I wasn't as 100% active and attuned and thinking about nothing but as much as we do now for the show and everything. Back in those days, I remember I thought the Iraq War was some bullshit. I don't remember feeling this just sense of like cartoonish evil from Cheney that I get from Bannon.
And GW, didn't he come out and say after 9/11, he told us to not be racist against Arab people, did he not?
He said we're not at war with Islam.
Right. Is that what Donald Trump is saying?
Try to say that now you'd be pelted.
Fuck you. God, yes, it man. Is. This is crazy.
It's just the opposite. The administration has just told the world with that stupid executive order over the weekend, poorly worded. And they could have even. I'm getting into it. But they could have even worded it and implemented it and vetted it through other agencies, had and maybe softened up certain procedures and stuff that this, yes. would, that this wouldn't happen. Grandmas wouldn't have been held up for hours and hours and hours. People wouldn't have been just put out. People with green cards. That means
that's insane. You
basically,
dude.
Said you can stay, dude. You're working. We've vetted you. You're helping our society. Right. You have a green card.
You went through the process, the legal fucking process.
What about people who are married? I would start being worried.
Yes.
What if you married an American and you're right. given that kind of citizenship? Are they next?
Shit, man.
And what about their neighbors who like them? Are right. they next?
Absolutely.
I mean, serious. This is where this shit might go.
I mean, that's just
our
Trump,
concerns.
Though. He's unstable. And what he does seems to be fucking chaotic, man. So nobody knows. It's so great. Nobody knows what to do. So we all live in a state of nervousness. It's like the whole fucking planet.
Well, and I think that might be mission accomplished for them. Like Bannon, that famous quote that he hasn't denied. He just said, well, I don't remember saying that. But he didn't deny it. He told, I don't know, Rolling Stone or some reporter one time, I'm a Leninist. Lenin.
Yeah.
Wanted to go in and
Ringo.
Destroy the whole system.
Oh, yeah.
And all the pillars of it. And he said, that's what I want to do. I want to destroy.
Oh, shit.
All of the conventional system or whatever.
He didn't remember saying that to Rolling Stone.
Didn't deny it, though.
Oh, yeah. You're going to. Now, I know Bannon is a. What is he? He's not a celebrity, but he's in the media. I mean, he runs Breitbart, or he ran Breitbart.
Villain?
Yes. A cockwobble. Listen, he's not going to remember that he told Rolling Stone that he wanted to destroy.
Well, he probably says that
the
frequently.
Country. Oh, yeah, that's true. he tells everybody that.
I remember that time I told somebody that I want to destroy everything.
Right.
And then they spin it to the dummies that destroying everything is good.
Oh, yes.
Destroy government. Hand it over to big corporations. Hand right. it over to the fascists.
You know what sucks about this Muslim ban? Everything sucks about it. But really.
Oh, it's not a Muslim ban, Ryan. How
oh,
dare
yes?
you?
Okay. What is it?
It's the same countries that Obama. That's driving me crazy. That's,
yeah, explain
that's their,
that to me. Explain
same
to
country,
me why that's stupid.
It's the same country that Obama. They're saying that they're just using a list that the Obama administration came up with as countries to watch out for possible sending people to blow us up and rape our white women.
Right. But he didn't ban anyone.
And force us to be all Sharia-like.
Oh, yes. He just said.
Well, they point out to. They're also squealing, look at what Obama did with
Thank
the Iraqis
you.
In this year, blah, 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 but it's also not the same thing.
Right.
It ain't the same thing.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because they're just going to say it is.
And people with green cards
God.
Weren't. And part of the problem is that it's so vaguely worded, this order that went out, that nobody's following the same protocols in different airports. You know right. what I mean? It's just a big, giant clusterfuck.
Mm-hmm.
And because of them putting it out and not running it by these various departments that are going to have to run the shit.
Yeah. Did I see where all the detainees were released? Or am I?
Possibly. Yeah, I think. Detainees. I mean,
what the fuck is happening?
We're using the word detainees. And then that little weasel cunt. Spicer today.
Hey, wait.
Was like, look, it was 100. It was like 100 and some people out of 300,000 that came in. And you know, if the most that's going to happen is a minor inconvenience or little inconvenience, I'm sorry, you fuck. The people were some of them were paraded through the terminal in handcuffs. Some of them
right.
were put in a room and interrogated and not allowed to see. Any kind of lawyer or anything, or not given water or food for hours on time. Not allowed to contact the people that were waiting for them there. No contact. You don't know if they're dead or alive.
No, not at all.
Taken off to a room. Why didn't you just throw a hood over their heads for
I mean,
the drama,
honestly,
you fucking assholes?
Imagine if anyone of Sean Spicer's ilk or Trump or Bannon was detained at an airport. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
And they would be right. The cries of injustice. I mean, this is injustice. Well, what's happening?
For some reason, I don't know what you were rolling around in Europe, but a couple of times flying on a crab diving excursion a few years ago, a fact finding mission, research trip. The oh, yes. I was almost anally probed one time.
Rectally probed, I was.
For some reason.
I tried to smuggle a bottle of wine from Italy back into the States.
Maybe you looked suspicious.
Oh, yes. I have shifty eyes.
You have shifty eyes.
Are my eyes too close together? Is that getting me profiled at the airport?
You know what Brent would say.
Mm-hmm. You're going to hell.
He's a serial killer. Oh, yeah. Listen to Brent Paris. On the Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen, there's a great one running right now. In fact, I'm going to try to find a clip from it.
Doesn't
for
he?
Y'all. That you're going to swear. I don't think there's any kind of.
You're talking about the one where he talks so fast?
Yeah, I don't. You're going to have to listen to this from the Hollywood Hick, and I really don't think there's any kind of enhancement.
Yes.
Done here.
He sounds like it. It sounds like the speed. Has been increased on the fucking recording.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Think
I've
so.
Never heard anybody.
I just think he's in such an Apple rage that he's so enraged by what's going on with Apple, his latest Apple product.
It can't be helped. He's so fucking pissed off.
But listen to the Hollywood Hick on the sevens here, ladies and gentlemen. 7 a.m., 7 p.m. streaming on the network for y'all. And don't forget crabdiving.com for and iTunes and Stitcher for all of your crab diving needs and all the shows, the awesome fucking shows on the network.
Oh yeah, and I was trying to see what was the name of the attorney in LA that the feds weren't allowing to see the detainees.
Oh, I forget. I don't know. Something. Was it a famous one? Is it Allred? Is it Gloria Allred?
No, it was a dude, but it was a Los Angeles.
Well, it's in other places. Oh, it was our city attorney here.
Yeah. He wanted to see to make sure that...
They said it's not your jurisdiction. You can't see him.
He wanted to make sure their rights are being... Yeah. They had their rights.
What rights? This is Trump's America. How dare you?
Yeah.
Nobody has rights.
It's unfucking real, man.
And by the way, people with green cards kind of do. I think that's where they're doing some of the suing on, is that these people who have green cards have gone through the process.
Does Trump know we have courts and shit like that?
Well,
does he know they're
real
rules?
Scary part is what seems to be going on with this. Well, if we don't like the ruling, we're just going to ignore it kind of bullshit. And we can't let that fly. We can't. I mean, like,
fuck no, man.
Pitchforks and torches time. We can't let that bullshit fly. They can't just summarily decide to ignore the courts that they don't like. And then what are they going to do? Oh, well, we're going to make sure we replace that judge.
What does it mean that Obama's inserted himself into this shit? What does it mean? Is it going to get better?
Oh, no. Trump is going to launch. You think it's going to last 5 minutes? Trump's figuring. They're trying to grab his phone from him right now. Use the N-word. Yeah. Don't use the N-word. He shot at me first.
Who protects us? I'm just wondering what leader of ours is going to protect us from Schittler. I can't think of another one outside of Obama.
We have to protect ourselves.
What Democrat in the
They don't
Senate?
Have any of the power. Yeah. We have to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
They have to, well, I mean, they need to scream from the highest, from the highest tower themselves, which they kind of are.
What if Jerry Brown staged a coup and made this whole fucking stupid fucking country, California, took over the flyover states?
How's that going
to I don't know. I no fucking idea. Use a computer virus. We've got all these assholes up here in Silicon Valley jacking off, not doing anything.
Well, he's pissing them off.
Yeah.
He's pissing
Jerry?
Off the tech. No. Schittler. Yeah. Trump is pissing off the tech dudes now with this ridiculous Muslim ban.
Yeah,
that
man.
That they could have handled differently. They could have pretended... they could have done the same they're doing with everything else. It's smoke and whistles,
right?
And mirrors. And
I don't know if whistles are included in the smoke and mirrors. And now we got whistles. Okay,
distracting shit,
right?
And they could have done that, but no, they put out this weird. And then they say, well, there were people on planes, like literally midair, flying home, basically.
Yes,
that were just put on a plane. Back. Bye-bye.
They went back to whence they came do what, though?
Well, exactly.
How did they... When you get deported, do they just buy you a ticket, stick you on a plane, or...
Technically, they didn't deport them. They refused entry.
And then they made him go back.
Yeah.
You refused entry to where I have a house and a car and a, maybe that's, a family
this,
and my money and shit.
This one guy was sent back who has a green card. He's like, my dog. Somebody's watching my dog.
God,
I have a job. He's like, I have a job. Someone's watching my dog. My car is in the airport lot right now.
Does Trump not realize that when he dies doesn't and care. Shit and all these rich people, they can't take their money and their power with them. They can't shove it into the coffin. What, are you going to exist on the earth and everybody fucking hates you as long as you live? God, what a dick.
So like you said, the headline over at the HuffPo, Obama weighs in on President Trump for the first time. Former President Barack Obama released a statement today expressing solidarity with those protesting his successor's ban on travelers and refugees. Yeah. You know, he's probably like, God damn it, fuck. I want to put my feet up. I want to play golf. I want to not have to worry about fuck all. And now
hello,
I got to get dragged into shit and I got to say something because I just got to.
I was just there.
He's just, yeah, right.
I was just right. there, motherfucker, right. a week ago.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks, whatever. Unreal. You know that shit about it, like it's just Bannon and that Jared Kushner sleeveless jacket wearing.
Or it
cunt
might be
in
Jared
charge.
Versus Bannon. We don't know what
oh
the
God.
What the, you know, it sounds like.
You know Jared's not even 40. He's got a 3 in front of his fucking age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, he's a genius.
Yeah.
Inherited. I mean, worked really hard for all that money.
I'm gonna be ageist, but I don't
that
wanna,
inherited.
I don't want anybody. I'm sorry, dude. I don't want anybody in charge of this country under 50. You know what I mean? Honestly, under 50. You're smarter. You get older, you're smarter, as long as you're not an evil cunt.
I don't know about smarter.
Well, at least you know more shit.
Yeah, I guess. More experience.
You're more apt to sit there and listen to people rather than just
well,
scream
yeah,
about
and
shit
this,
like
and,
me.
And everything that's happening points to the reason that we traditionally haven't wanted to put people who don't know anything about any kind of governing whatsoever into the big seat.
But
because we're now seeing just the chaos clusterfuck of not only terrifying ideological loons run rampant, but
loons.
But no, no, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, They might have gotten even away, I think.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't read it, but the stupid, ridiculous, horrible order, they
yeah.
could have cleaned it up a little bit and run it by people earlier. But they're like, one of these generals who is in charge now or some shit, I don't
yes.
remember which one, apparently was sent the draft
right.
of this executive order, was reviewing it.
Okay.
It's the story I heard.
Right.
Flying home
okay.
from somewhere already, was reviewing it. And then one of his aides told him, oh, that draft you're reading, the president just signed it on TV.
Oh, yes. Turn on CNN, baby.
Surprise!
What the fuck?
The draft of the document that your department is going to have to deal with.
Yes.
You know, the president that just signed, it wasn't a, here, we'd like your input. It was, here's what I'm signing in an hour.
So the motherfucker didn't even read it.
Well, no. And then when all the shit started hitting the fan on Friday.
Yes.
The State Department and others said, well, we shouldn't count green card people with this. This is, we can't do that.
Right.
And the reporting is that Steve Bannon
Bucky.
And this other Steve Miller dickwad,
Steve Miller.
Oh, not Stephen Miller, overrode everybody else. And Trump
right.
went with them. They said, no, no, no. Include green cards.
Why? Just
because they're
fucking
evil cunts.
Dick?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
they really believe they're fucking
they're
terrorists?
Xenophobic, Nazi, goose stepping
nah.
dick fucks.
Everybody fuck off. My God. I don't even know. Like, did you see all the pictures at LAX and JFK? All the
yeah.
protests
oh, all
at
the
airport?
Soros.
Oh, yeah.
Soros.
Oh, George Soros paying all
yeah,
those
Yeah, I wonder.
Guys.
I'm wondering
oh, yeah.
where if everybody got their checks.
Man.
I'm waiting for somebody to say, I think we've heard that. Somebody might have said we were probably paid by Soros. I'm certain. I'm like,
I wish.
Yeah.
Jeez. Hey, George.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
If you want a pet project, invest in the crabs, man.
Yeah. Hey, Soros, can you buy a Maybach through Amazon?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So It was a statement that released through Obama's spokesman.
Yeah. He still got a spokesman, but he's, you know, he's not president anymore.
Well, they have chiefs of staff. They have,
what a great gig. You don't do shit.
Though they didn't mention Trump, well, unless you're Jimmy Carter and
hold on a second.
You're like curing diseases and fucking building houses on the weekends and then going to teach Sunday school.
You know what I rewatched over the weekend? Video of George Bush marching to the Battle Hymn of the Republic during that
classic,
funeral.
Another classic.
He has a chief
it's
of
a recent
staff.
Classic, yeah. Sure.
To do what? That's a great gig.
He's a former prez. He's got all kinds of shit to
what
do,
what does his chief of staff do? He gets some watercolors or something? Poses?
Well, they still have meetings and shit, and they still have foundations to run and libraries to build and fraud put their lies into.
What other art has George expanded into?
Well,
does he do pottery?
He's becoming quite the
chief
artiste.
His chief of staff's like, I gotta get a new kiln POTUS.
I'm out of alizarin crimson. Can you run and give me a tube?
Right. He's mixing paint in the back, his chief of staff. My boss is painting his toes. Again.
The statement said, President Obama is heartened by the level of engagement taking place in communities around the country. In his final official speech as president.
My mistake.
He spoke about the important role of citizens and how all Americans have responsibility to be the guardians of our democracy, not just during an election or an erection, but every day.
Hey, listen, I got a question, Obama. What are we supposed to do if Russia co-opted our whole election process? What are we supposed to do? Scream out to the fucking sky gods?
Citizens exercising their constitutional right to assemble, organize, and have their voices heard by their elected officials is exactly what we expect to see when American values are at stake. With regard to comparisons to President Obama's foreign policy decisions, as we've heard before, the president fundamentally disagrees with the notion of discriminating against individuals because of their faith.
Wow. Holy shit.
And Trump even tried to, put an exception for Christians, of course.
Oh, yes.
And
I saw
Trump,
that.
Yeah, Trump is even like, you don't know how persecuted these people are. They're so persecuted. We have to make exceptions for them. Not the people from Aleppo who are having chemicals rain down on their faces. Fuck them because they might be a Muslim.
You can't tell us
that it's not a religious test. Even Mitch fucking McConnell said,
"Mitch the bitch."
Well, we gotta be very, very careful because we don't do religious tests in this country.
Yeah, God,
that's what he fucker said.
He's the adult in the room. It's true though. He's the adult in the room. Him and Johnny
McCain. Reptilian adult.
Oh my God, dude. Hey, by the way, if you don't have any empathy for the people in Syria. Google Aleppo before and fucking after. Look at that city the way it used to be, and look at it now. It's a pile of rocks.
That's the problem is but many of the so-called evangelical Christians in this country don't care about anybody else but them. They're the opposite of Christianity and loving your neighbor and all that stuff. There are a few religious leaders who are saying, you know, this is some bullshit. We're supposed to welcome in our neighbors, especially those that are being persecuted and stuff like that, whether they're Christians or Muslim.
Fuck you!
Right. But,
God.
And then, of course, I'm sure it's just a coincidence that the countries, the seven that were on that list, are none of them.
Oh, yes.
I mean, none of the countries on the list are countries that are also suspect, but maybe countries that Donald J. Trump does or has done business with.
Oh, right.
Just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Not these brown guys. We need these brown guys.
These evil Muslims.
Right. Oh, absolutely. These evil Muslims. Well, these are mine. Oh, you can't have them.
Not Indonesia. I have a lovely property there.
Like, listen, I read this article about Indonesia, and they're like one of the new thriving democracies on the fucking planet. We maybe could learn something from fucking Indonesia. I don't know.
Don't they still cane people and shit there, though? Or are they working on that?
They're trying. Maybe.
Baby steps.
Maybe I take what I just said back.
There you go. Obama issuing a diplomatic statement. Of course, we can never expect that from Trump.
Would we consider this a cock slapping? This is a statement by former POTUS.
I mean, yeah. The fact that he's saying anything so
right.
soon after what's going on, and it's pretty much I'm on the side of the protesters
yeah.
statement.
You know, a sane person at this point would say, if they were Donald Trump, geez, I need to be careful how I respond to Obama. Maybe I shouldn't lash out on Twitter.
No, he took a shot. He said something about it was economics, and he said, oh, it's a small business thing he signed today.
Oh, yeah,
he signed
yeah.
another.
Sure.
Probably meaningless. For every one regulation we pass, we have to get rid of two.
No, what does that mean? I saw that. That's just stupid.
It's ridiculous.
That doesn't make any sense, dickhead.
Right. And usually regulation is to help smaller business against bigger, nastier, evil, sociopathic business that wants to snuff it out like cockroaches.
Right. Hmm.
So
cockroaches.
Yeah, it's just bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Eat my dick.
Trump takes axe to regs, so they're all thrilled over there. It's such a stupid, moronic, baby-like thing. We're like, we're going to get rid of two regulations for every one that we sign. Well, first of all, they can combine regulations into one. It's stupid. It is stupid. And but the sad thing is that their regulations that they think are pesky and irritating are things like, I don't know, oversight, are things like environmental regulations, are things like you can't have a monopoly here.
They want to get rid of environmental regulations. Do you know how many earthquakes happen in Oklahoma now compared to before fracking? Right. A shit ton more. Why? Because we don't have any fucking regulations. What the fuck is he even talking about? They're detaining Americans, people with green cards, at the fucking airport. And now he's trying to blow fucking smoke up our ass with his small business regulation thing.
Oh, yeah. Look at...
it's insane.
Kellyanne Gables was on one of the shows, and she said...
When you say that,
she said, it's been... Look at the amazing week he's had. Unprecedented amount of things he's gotten done.
Yes,
look at how... They really just are trying to turn him into this creepy fucking cult figure. It's creepy. It's creepy as fuck.
You know, it's so funny. It's like, if they wanted to turn him into a cult figure and make him popular, he could just... Now, this is going to sound nuts. He could just exclusively do things that would be really great for the motherfucking country. I mean, I know that's insane, guys.
I mean, he can.
But what would happen? People hate him now. He's hated now, Donald. So if he just did stuff good for the country, the people of this country would like him, and all his shitty rich friends would hate him. So what? He would still be hated.
But his whole life, that's been his thing. He's been the kid from the wrong side of the tracks, even to the big rich people in Manhattan. That's why he wanted to move on up.
Right.
And not own properties where his dad did with brown people, even though he did kind of. But he wanted to sell penthouses to the rich. And he thought that's how they would welcome him.
Yeah.
But he's a barrel of yak jizz.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to hang out with him.
He's disgusting. I put a promo up for the show. They included a picture of Schittler alongside that of Kazir Khan. Remember Kazir Khan?
Sure.
Remember that?
Gold Star Family.
Right. Hey, he showed us who the fuck he was so many motherfucking times. But the thing is, the people... the Trumpalos like this, don't they? Do they like the Muslim ban?
Oh, yeah. Look at the comments. It's all like, you'd rather have somebody blowing up. You tell that to the families of the 9/11 people. Blah, 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 blah.
It's not the same thing. Then why didn't you ban people from Saudi Arabia, dickhead? Well,
that's the comeback.
What's up with that?
Okay, 9/11 was done by Saudi Arabian nationals. Next. They're not on the list.
Right.
But Obama. Boo. Obama came up with the list. Obama, Obama, Obama.
By the way, Twitter is telling us to not call the White House using our Apple iPhone because it will die. It'll fuck your iPhone up.
Oh, they're putting malware out from the White House?
I have no fucking idea. I mean, you can't call from your phone? That's what Embrace Madness is telling me. Or us. So shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, keep an eye. Be careful what you do.
Yes. They're going to send gremlins into your phone or some shit.
So the that's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Over there, there's all kind of, yeah, God, damn I said it. We.
Trump is fucking this country up and don't fuck up my iPhone, motherfucker.
Sean Spicer, another thing he had to answer questions about was this, one of the reasons that, Holocaust is trending in Twitter.
I forgot about that. Oh my God. You guys are was fucking
that on,
idiots.
Holocaust Remembrance Day, something like that. Memorial Day.
Yeah. Remembrance.
The, Trump administration and President Trump put out a statement, you know, like everybody does, and even the Republican Jewish Coalition,
yes,
condemned it heavily because it the Holocaust Memorial Day statement failed to say anything about the Jews.
Did Bannon write it?
Well, probably.
He's anti-Semitic. Seriously. Look at Breitbart.
To somehow not mention the Jews. And then there was some toady was out there saying, well, you know, there's other people that died in the, there's, you know, they went after the college professors and they went after the homosexuals and they went after the gypsies.
They killed six million Jewish people, well, motherfucker.
You know, I know. You can't reason with these
fools. 6 million people are gone from the earth. And from this, apparently the press release about the Holocaust Remembrance Day. Do you think that's a mistake? Or do you think that's planned? Did they just fuck up? I think that was calculated.
It is with a heavy heart and somber mind that we remember and honor the victims, survivors, heroes of the Holocaust.
And?
Blah, 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 blah. We pledge to do everything in my power throughout my presidency and my life to ensure that the forces of evil never again defeat the forces of the powers of good. God damn.
Is that
we need like some superhero music in the background, right?
Is that a White House official statement?
Oh my God. That was the official statement.
That's hilarious.
It really sounds like movie dialogue.
It doesn't.
We will celebrate our Independence Day.
God. Yeah, it's so dumb.
Holy crap. Awful.
Really is awful, man. God, you guys are bad fucking writers. And you're fucking assholes. What is good about this? What is good?
The Republican Jewish Coalition, which is an organization heavily funded by Sheldon Adelson.
Okay.
Big GOP donator, mega donor. Said, as supporters of President Trump, we know that he holds in his heart the memory of the 6 million victims of the Holocaust and is committed not to just their memory, but ensuring it never happens again. The lack of a direct statement about the suffering of the Jewish people during the Holocaust was an unfortunate omission.
Yes, an omission. What do they think, though?
Well, this is the Republican Jewish Coalition who supported Trump. So this is even his homies.
Yeah. Are they pretending?
Saying, you know, you should have mentioned the fact that the Holocaust is
a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Listen, why is anyone surprised, though? Bannon is his chief strategist or whatever the fuck he is now.
Right.
That guy's a fucking Nazi. You want him to... what do you think he's going to say? No one should be surprised. about what Trump has done, because he's doing exactly what he said he would fucking do.
It's very strange, though. And but there was a, was it a tweet we shared or something? I don't know what the fuck we shared on one of our social medias, but it was somebody that pointed out that, okay, well, you know, Ivanka is a Jew now.
Yes.
Married to Jared Kushner. She converted.
Okay.
Cast their magic spells and somehow changed her into a Jew. And
they wiggle their nose like Elizabeth Montgomery.
He can't be, he can't be a Nazi. He can't be anti-Semitic. And somebody pointed out, saying he can't be anti-Semitic because his daughter is a Jew. It's like saying he can't be misogynistic because his daughter's a woman.
Listen, anyone can do anything that they set their mind to.
Yeah.
I have no... Do you not believe that a Trump... Can't you see it? Don't you think a Trump has the ability to be anti-Semitic? I mean, you know.
I think they might have it in them.
So stupid. God, what the fuck kind of statement is that anyway? My daughter converted to Judaism. It's impossible for me to be anti-Semitic.
Well, they didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's
who's saying that, though?
Defenders.
Oh, okay.
People who say they're Nazis, or Bannon's a Nazi. He can't be a Nazi. He can't be anti-Semitic. Trump would never have him there with Jared Kushner because Jared Kushner is a big stinking Jew.
Oh, yes. I don't think...
I mean, he's Jewish.
Right. Do you think there's anything that these fucking narcissist assholes in the Trump administration give a shit about besides, like, money?
No, and knifing each other in the back. Right. Right now, Bannon seems to be at the top of the shit pile.
Ooh, yes. God,
which was
damn.
Everyone's fear was that, oh, maybe Reince Priebus would be a mitigating factor of sanity. Reince Priebus goes on the TV shows. Jeez. He looks like a hostage. He looks like he's it's a beheading video.
Bannon's on a shit pile.
It is a shit pile, that whole group.
He makes those turds look good.
the Republican Jewish Coalition statement continues.
Oh, yes.
History unambiguously shows the purpose of the Nazis' final solution was the extermination of Jews in Europe.
Well, I mean, you guys supported Donald Trump and Bannon, dickheads.
But one of their toadies went out and said, but it was also gypsies. It was also...
It was also gypsies.
They were mean to other people, you know.
Oh, yeah. Not just Jewish people. You know, 6 million Jewish people aren't on the planet anymore. Just went away.
God, those Jews just burnt, trying to co-opt the whole Holocaust.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to co-opt it. They were like, oh, look, there's a Holocaust over there. Let's all get in on it. Yeah, that would be great.
Let's make it all about us.
Oh, my God.
They're sick people. They're really fucked up. They're fucked in the head.
You racists can all go suck a fucking
dick. Or whatever, xenophobes. We got a tweet today about that. We tweeted something about racism.
Yeah.
Or hashtagged it racism.
Right.
And they're like, Islam is a religion, not a race.
Okay.
We didn't have enough characters for xenophobe, you
right,
cunt.
Dickhead.
Suck it.
Yeah, suck my dick.
Twitter hashtag police.
Right, right. I'm glad you're choosing your battles, yeah, right, dickface.
Right.
Suck my dick. Here's a hashtag.
Meanwhile,
fuck off.
Aside from the knuckle draggers in this country who are convinced that apparently every single person who's a member of the religion of Islam is a potential suicide bomber. Besides them. Yeah. Outside of our country.
See, you're missing something. You're being negative. Trump sees potential.
Of?
He's a potential suicide bomber.
Outside of our country, Bye. The rest of the world thinks we're batshit nuts. Except for jihadist groups.
Oh, yes. Oh, they love it.
There's a story over at WAPO that comments posted on pro-Islamic state social media accounts.
Right.
ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, whatever fucking name you call them.
Yes.
The bad guys, the big bad evil that Trump is pretending to save the world from right now.
They're shutting down their propaganda department.
They don't need it. They don't need their PR person
Thank
anymore.
You. Now we can just concentrate on blowing shit up and setting shit
They're
on
thrilled.
Fire.
They're thrilled. Even John McCain, I saw this morning, said, you know, yes. I really think this executive order, as it's written and being implemented, is going to actually create more propaganda for them.
Oh, you think so? Right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, genius.
And they asked Sean Spicer about that. And the little snipe taint didn't danced around it.
Yeah.
They said, what do you say to people who are concerned that you are playing into ISIS's hands? ISIS is thrilled about this ban because what are you doing? Well, you're pissing off Muslims.
Right.
And you're targeting Muslims specifically. No, we're not. We're just targeting countries that Obama is on it, though.
ISIS
but the Christians in that country, let them in.
ISIS spends all day saying America is an enemy of Islam. Now you're doing it for him, you fucking dickhead. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Right.
Because they want instability in the fucking world or something. For God knows what.
Right.
Can they go to another planet? Is there another planet for Trump and yet. His dick fucks and these idiots like that guy on that NPR video with the interview with his fucking brother in the Duck Dynasty hats? Oh, God, I hate you guys.
One posting is hailing our new president. One posting on the pro-Islamic State social media accounts is hailing our new U.S. president, quote, as the best caller to Islam. Others are predicting and hoping that Trump will launch a new war. See, that's part of it, too, is that when Trump is over, is they're saying, we're going to bomb them to glass. We're going to go in. We're going to take the oil. They want him to do that
because
they want the whole Arab world to then see the atrocities of the great Satan and unite against them.
Well, he has launched a war. I mean, what is this? It's aggression against a group of people based on their religion.
One posting says, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the Islamic State leader, has the right to come out and inform Trump that banning Muslims from entering America is a blessed ban.
Oh, great. Yeah.
That it will ignite anti-Western fervor across the Islamic world.
It gives them a talking point.
And they mentioned that to Trump in one of those interviews, and he's like, there's already so much hate and anger. Aren't you worried it's going to anger? There's all much. Have you seen what's going on in the world?
Right.
There's so much anger already.
And don't you think?
But not all of our Islamic friends are angry with us.
Right.
You're pissing off our Islamic friends.
Yeah.
By saying it's Islam.
It's like, Donald, you're making it worse.
Yeah.
You're making it worse, you stupid fuck. No offense.
And creating recruiting videos for fucking ISIS.
Yeah, man, you're doing the work for them.
Yeah, and how better to home grow a terrorist here than to have a kid whose father you just detained at the airport for 19 hours, put him in handcuffs because he's got a green card or he's some professor or some scientist that works here.
Oh, dude.
And for no reason other than the fact that his... Then did you see, it's also bullshit... There were two Kenyans that were detained. Kenya ain't on the list.
Well, are they related to
But they
to
had
Barack
names
Hussein?
Like Abdullah, whatever. Right, they had Islamic-sounding names. So you can't tell us it ain't about Islam. You can't. And they are. They're trying to say, it's not about Islam. It's these countries.
Right.
Well, where's Saudi Arabia? Well, you know, we're looking to expand it. We just released the list that Obama gave us.
Listen, I mean...
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, dude. I mean, to me, part of the war against terrorism that...
And that's being repeated on Fox, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that all the idiots who only watch Fox, that's what they're hearing.
You know, this is so fucked up when you think about it, because, hey, this is helping radicalize people out of this country... ISIS, it's helping ISIS, you know, their war against us to prove that, yes, we are the big white fucking shit enemy. And on the other end of it, in this country, Trump is emboldening these lunatic racist freaks. Mm-hmm. He's radicalizing them. Explain to me why Hillary was so fucking crooked with her emails.
Emails.
This is nuts.
She was the most corrupt person ever in the history of the universe, Ryan. How dare you?
He's literally making the world shittier.
Already?
Yeah.
What else is going on here? I've got So the internet is not being nice to Sean Spicer, by the way, because
what a dish.
When confronted with the question, well, here's a little bit of weasel.
Dippin' Dots, you douchebag.
Here's a point you made. What was the name, Ryan?
Yes.
Of President Obama's press secretary.
I don't Paul Rudd, I believe it was that guy.
Not on television.
Okay. I don't know, really. Cuba Gooding Jr., he did a little work. I don't know who the fucking guy was.
Most recently, it was Josh Earnest.
I've never heard of
that. Before
that
was
guy.
Gibbs, Robert Gibbs.
We've done how many years have we done this show every fucking day?
Well, right.
I don't know either of
and
those
now,
fuckers.
Sean Spicer is a fucking rock star because he's.
I know him.
He's
Mr. Dippin' Dots.
He's I was going to say the mouthpiece, but he's more like the anus of the sphincter.
Ooh, see, God. Yeah, you're right.
Spewing out the crap from the bowels of the sewer that's in the White House right now.
What's Kellyanne Gables in? Ugh. The duodenum? What is that? Duodenum?
Duodenum? Duodenum?
The lower part of your shit pipe. What is that called?
The ileum, the rectum.
Yes. Kellyanne Gables.
Rectum.
Is the rectum.
I hardly knew him.
Yeah. You wrecked our country, dickhead.
Here's a little bit of Sean Spicer being axed at the press conference this morning about the whole, there's some Jewish people who are a little pissed off about maybe not mentioning the fact that the Jews suffered in the Holocaust on Holocaust Memorial Day, almost breaking their necks to not mention in these statements all those who suffered.
It's just a bunch of fucking
assholes,
man.
We just want everybody to know that it wasn't just the Jews.
It's 2017, well, motherfucker.
Right. Here's Sean Spicer this morning.
John Gibbsy. Thank you very much. Two brief questions. First, the president of ZOA, Zionists of America, put out a statement following the president's proclamation on the Holocaust, saying that the omission of Jews and what they experienced was, quote, painful, unquote. Is the president aware of some of the criticism from the American Jewish community, and does he plan to do anything about it?
Well, I think he's aware of what people have been saying, but I think...
Well, that's good.
Yes.
He's aware of what people's been saying. Apparently, if he's on social media...
Yeah, we know he's aware.
I wonder if he would, actually read tweets. He hasn't been... Well, he does, because he retweets. Occasionally. He hasn't been doing as much.
Right.
So he must read people's tweets.
Maybe his fingers are sore.
So he's got to read all the bad stuff, and it's got to drive him batshit crazy.
I guess. Is he on Xanax?
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to drive him nuts.
Yeah.
And especially since if you go to any of his tweets,
right,
generally the most upvoted tweets are anti, are something shitting on him back.
Yeah, dude, of course, because, I mean, I hate to bring this up again, but Schindler lost. He lost the popular vote. Did you forget? So, of course. Of course he's going to have more, he's going to get more hate on Twitter.
The 9 hours ago, he tweeted,
okay,
where was all the outrage from Democrats and the opposition party, parentheses, the media?
Oh, yes. Jeez.
So he's continuing that bullshit that Bannon said over the weekend,
man,
that they're the opposition party. When our jobs were fleeing our country.
Okay.
Where was all the outrage?
Because, what...
Tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m., we'll find out who the new Supreme Court nominee is.
Oh, okay, good. Is that when that's being announced?
I apologize to Josh Earnest.
Who is that?
The awesome previous press secretary for Obama.
Sorry, Josh.
I apologize to Josh.
You're boring,
for
I guess.
Confusing him with Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
But Sean Spicer,
right?
When asked for hints about... The SCOTUS nominee.
Right. SCOTUS.
They asked if this person is on the list that was given previously.
On the Heritage Foundation.
One of those, yeah. And it's something like, you know, can you just tell us who it is? Ha 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 ha.
I mean, do you even care?
And then, but Sean Spicer said, no, this person, I think he said he's on the list. He's on the list. I think there was one woman, so nobody's really shocked that there's not going to be another person with a vagina on the Supreme Court.
Although, but, I got a good pick for a conservative with a vagina who would be great on the court. Sarah Palin. SCOTUS, baby.
No, that would be entertaining.
Could you imagine?
Don't you know?
I'm going to fuck this country up hard.
Here's Sean Spicer, some more.
I think by and large, he's been praised for it. I think the president recognized the tremendous loss of life that came from the Holocaust. But I think with respect to, you know, Israel and the Jewish people specifically, there's been no better friend than Donald Trump when it comes to protecting Israel, building a better friendship with Israel. You look at what Prime Minister Netanyahu's talked about. He welcomes this administration. He appreciates the friendship and respect that
the city of Israel, or maybe the country of Israel, is not the Jewish religion. Sorry.
Yeah.
It ain't.
Right. But listen, you don't know what you're talking about. Nobody is a better friend of Israel than Hitler.
He has shown to Israel and to the Jewish people. But to suggest otherwise, John, I frankly got to be honest. I mean, the president went out of his way to recognize the Holocaust.
He went out of his way to recognize the Holocaust. You stinking, you greedy Jews.
6 million people were fucking gone.
You Jews are greedy. You want everything. He went out of his way to recognize the Holocaust, and you're all pissy because he didn't mention you specifically.
Yeah, the fucked up thing is, it's like, yes, I can picture Donald Trump saying that, but you would think this motherfucker would have the sense to hire people that wouldn't fuck up like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's got a great, he only hires the best.
God, if I was Donald Trump, I would fire Sean Spicer. Number one, for that fucking shit suit he wore the other day. You know what? Honestly, I'm with Trump on that. I hayed his suit.
That grayish one?
Yes. I hate it. Wear a dark suit, motherfucker. It looked like shit. I'm just saying, man. If I was Trump, I would have saw that shit on television. I would have fired your ass, too. And I'd fire your ass for this fucking Holocaust gaffe. You're an idiot.
You'd clean house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, man. Oh, God. God, these people are just fucking assholes.
Under the Pfeiffer regime.
You wouldn't have any of this shit. Listen, if my press secretary... Well, he wouldn't be making this thing about this Holocaust thing wouldn't be a fuck up, because I would mention the Jews in my Holocaust remembrance press fucking announcement, because I'm not a total cunt. Not a total cunt.
When you went out of your way to make sure that somebody wrote a heartfelt Holocaust memorial statement for you. By the way.
Well, shit, man. You got
I'm surprised they thought of it.
Right. God damn it, you're right. Why would they? I mean, do they
maybe they were like, can somebody leave the calendar? Can someone leave their calendar of things to do from the Obama administration?
Do you think there's somebody in the White House? There's at least got to be one person in the White House in this fucking regime that believes the Holocaust was fake, right?
I would probably put money on that, yeah.
Ugh,
sure.
God damn.
Or overblown.
Ugh, shit.
Probably Bannon.
Blown. There's no way he believes in the Holocaust. I bet he's a denier.
I don't know. He's never outwardly said that, but he did. Wasn't that story from one of his or his ex-wife or something that he had said he didn't want their kids to go to a school with Jews? I thought that was the story that was out there.
Oh my god. I don't want my kid to go to school with Steve Bannon's kid.
Oh yeah.
No offense to your fucking kid, but I'm sure he's like a little fucking Nazi. How could he not be?
Wasn't Kellyanne Conway having a hard time finding a foo-foo school in in DC for her crotch spawn?
Who in the fuck at some nice school you say, oh look, every day in the carpool lane I get to see Hitler's mouthpiece. No, thanks.
And a lot of a lot of private schools that aren't Bible waving tend to be kind of liberal because they're trying to study the latest educational technique that helps your little flower learn and thrive instead of trying to shove a Bible in their holes.
By the way,
and basing it on that.
Think about this. Fuck, you send your little kid, is this student home with a worksheet about the Big Bang Theory or some science shit on
it. The show?
No. Like homework. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, the show. Oh, fuck off. Listen, you put some science on this worksheet, you send it home, and Kellyanne Gables' kid shows it to her, and she's like, oh, what's this bullshit being taught in the school? And who knows what happens the next fucking day?
Well, there may be cracks happening already in the armor, whatever the hell you want to call it, of what's going on over there in Trumpistan.
The Shitler regime.
One of the rumors last week was it Reince Priebus?
Nine.
Had to be talked out of bailing by Paul Ryan.
Reince. How do you say his name?
Reince.
Reince! Why are you being such a pussy at this point? You signed up. Are you surprised? Are we supposed to feel like Reince Priebus is surprised?
Well, we're not supposed to feel sorry for that weasel at all.
Fuck you, Reince.
But now there are reports out.
Yes.
That Mike Flynn,
oh God,
General Flynn,
oh yes,
batshit General Flynn, maybe starting to get under some orange tinted nerves.
Oh no, what's happening?
Well, they're too much alike.
There can't be trouble in paradise,
is the story.
Oh, how terrifying is that? Imagine General Trump, he's in charge of an army or something.
The qualities that, this is from New York Magazine, the qualities Flynn shares with Trump, flair for provocation, inability to shut up, weird kid who shares his name, I don't know what that means, are reportedly causing a rift in their relationship.
No. Are they not getting along? What's going on?
Less than 2 weeks.
Yes.
According to the New York Times, after, we're not even 2 weeks into this, that, quote, Flynn has gotten on the nerves of the president and others in the administration. They think he's, quote, overbearing, that he talks too much, that the transition process for the NSC that he presided over was chaotic and opaque.
Chaotic and opaque. Now, I'm sorry. I went to school in the Georgia public school system. Opaque. Is that the one you can see through or the one you can't fucking
see
through?
That's the one you cannot see through.
Okay. So it's chaotic and you can't see through it.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that sounds bad.
As opposed to transparent.
Yes.
So they say that, you know, Flynn's a loose cannon and Trump kind of likes that, maybe as a drinking buddy or something, or a golfing buddy, or a let's go hate on brown people buddy.
Right.
But working together, maybe not so much.
It's so funny. I don't know what, he didn't get it. He's like, he hangs out with Flynn all the time. They drink. Talk about how the Holocaust never existed. They talk about how they hate Arab people. But goddamn it, I can't run a country with that racist motherfucker.
It says Flynn likes to push the boundaries of what's typically thought acceptable in D.C. Trump liked that, especially when Flynn was chanting, lock her up.
Oh, my God.
Or calling Islam a cancer. A cancer.
Wow, that's
But it says those antics have apparently become less amusing over time.
God, imagine people running around like the Middle East telling everybody, oh, God, Trump's security, national security advisor thinks Islam is a cancer.
Yes.
Imagine if we heard a leader from some other country saying Christianity is a cancer, which it kind of is at times. Well, it would freak us. It wouldn't freak me out, but it would freak some other loons out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
God.
They say recently,
yes,
Flynn had to be talked out of going to the deplorable.
Oh, damn it, man. He can't go to the party?
A Trump inauguration event.
Oh, God.
Which they point out here over at the, this is at the from the God. Independent.
We are so fucking gross that, in this country.
The organizer of the deplorable, this alt-right dickwad,
oh, yeah.
Mike Cernovich guy, we talked about him a little bit before.
Yeah. Now, he's a real
had,
cunt,
had
right?
Had to specifically put out a statement to tell people not to do the Nazi salute at the deplorable.
That's a memo.
Yeah. Please, there's parking in the west and east lodge.
Shit.
The bathrooms are on the second and third floors. And kind of lay off the Nazi salutes if you could.
Okay, we can't do the Nazi salute. Can we burn piles of books in the parking lot? Is that okay?
Flynn wanted to go.
Can I light some crosses up?
To that. Flynn wanted to go to that, and apparently they had to talk him down.
Oh, shit. Flynn is a national security advisor, correct?
He's something, yeah.
Okay. Colin Powell had the same job, or am
no,
I high?
No, he was Secretary of State.
God damn. I'm just trying to compare him to past national security advisors. I mean, motherfucker, we are at the bottom of the fucking barrel. He wants to go to the deplorable and get his picture with Tequila doing the Nazi symbol, the Nazi hand thing.
A different group, maybe, but yeah, essentially.
Oh, Tequila wasn't going to be there?
I don't know if this... The Mike Cernovich guy, he's more of like a men's rights advocate.
Oh, my God.
Alt-writer, as opposed to the waving around a Nazi flag alt-writer that other guy. Richard Spencer, is that the one you're thinking of?
Oh, the little hipster Nazi that got punched? Sad.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck you.
Susan Rice was the last, was Obama's national security advisor.
I mean, okay. Well, he's no Susan Rice.
Condoleezza.
He's no Condoleezza.
Was the...
Rice.
Was.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
She was the... She had the same role under...
Absolutely. She was watching a production of Phantom of the Opera, I believe, on Broadway as the water rolled into New Orleans, so fuck you.
So, and don't forget there were problems early on with Mike Flynn's son, who at one point was his chief of staff or something like that. And then his son was tweeting out Pizzagate stuff. So that was even too far, apparently, for the Trump administration. They got rid of the son, kind of.
That surprises me. What did they hate? I mean, geez.
They also said that his son is part of the problems too, even though he's not quote around officially. Yeah. You know, he's around. Speaking of Michael Flynn Jr., they say on Sunday he tweeted a message in support of Trump's hashtag Muslim ban. So he calls it a Muslim ban, which they're not calling it.
What are they calling it? Something like Freedom Act.
It's specific. We're just keeping America safe.
We're making
from
America
specific
great
countries
again.
That Obama, I called him up and he said, well, I think you should make it for these seven.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Trump swore and everybody is swearing that it has nothing to do with Muslim ban, even though Flynn Jr. tweeted out, I love me this hashtag Muslim ban.
You fucking idiot.
And later on in the day, yesterday, he deleted his entire Twitter account.
Yeah.
This little shithead son of Flynn. And he's the guy that they said even during the election, when he started getting the briefing that they would give to, they gave both Hillary and him, so they're not stupid total morons not knowing what's going to happen. They give it to both candidates. And remember?
Oh, my God.
And the story was that's when Chris Christie was still orbiting. And and the story was that at one of these briefings, Flynn was yelling and arguing back at the security people who's all they are is reading what's happening. Here's a memo of what's happening in the world. And Flynn was arguing with him. He's the cancer.
He's stupid.
That is telling, that is whispering in Trump's ear that you can't trust these intelligence guys.
You know, you mentioned Hillary Clinton just briefly, and I just, for a second, I allowed myself to think, had she have won, how would things be different?
Very.
Would it be? It would be different, right? I don't know that she would go with this Muslim ban.
I would think not.
I don't know that she would put an announcement out about the Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I believe she would mention the Jewish people. Maybe.
It might have come up. I'm willing to think probably.
In Holocaust Remembrance Day, it might have... I mean, the word remembrance is in it. That's really the fucked up thing. They didn't put the Jewish people in the remembrance of what is supposed to be... I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck it, right?
Like crazy as fuck.
By the way, my brother... I'm sorry, my brother texted in. He told me that Alex Jones and... he went to the Deplorable, and guess who Alex Jones took as his date?
Ann Coulter.
Roger Stone.
Oh.
They both went together.
That's cute.
Sexy.
Wonder if they went and worked out beforehand.
Oh, yeah. You want
a little
69.
Towel snapping.
Oh, yeah.
Little towel snapping
room.
in his...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Alex Jones is a real cut-up in that steam room.
Let me see that Nixon tattoo.
He's probably in there trying to sell people Prostagar and all those other fucking supplements he peddles on his goddamn show. Why don't we sell any supplements?
Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Go to Amazon.
There's
get your
a
bullshit.
Plethora of supplements you can buy at Amazon.com / or crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
Another story that is interesting.
Yes.
I think. Well, should we get into that one yet? Oh, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Trump says that a lot, I imagine. Oh, fuck it. Let's do it. Who cares? It's just a country. Fuck it.
Yeah, right. Who cares? So there's, you know, that dossier. They're calling it a dossier, but it really wasn't. You know, the pee gate.
Right.
Urine gate. The whole 30 pages of alleged intel that former British spook had amassed about alleging that Trump had been compromised.
Right.
That they have video of him watching a couple of hookers pee on each other in Russia. Stuff like that.
How do you watch that? I want more. I need more information.
That.
At a hotel, in your hotel room. This is what I think. You have a couple of hookers come over for Golden Showerville, USA. You got to get a new room. You got to say, hey, we need another room. Something happened up here. I don't know how to explain it, but. You know.
Well, now there's a weird thing that I just need. I need to look into more. But it's in that dossier, which isn't in those notes that the guy was putting together. They weren't conclusional. They were. This is what I've been told. Kind of
yes.
Shit.
Dossier
that. Allegedly, Trump had been offered a percentage in Rosneft, which is the state-run oil company of Russia.
Rosneft.
That in order to lift the sanctions.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Allegedly.
Here you go. Here's all our oil. Is it that valuable to Putin to get those sanctions lifted? I mean, give Trump
trillions, they say, right? Ultimately, a $1 trillion deal?
Well, the effete Rachel Maddow did the fucking story about how Rex Tillerson bought up all those mining rights in Russia, but can't touch them because of the fucking sanctions.
But in the... dossier. I'm just going to call it a dossier, even though it fucking wasn't, because everybody knows it as the dossier.
Call it the PP papers. I think that's funny.
Like I said, 19%,
right?
According to these notes.
Yes, the dossier.
But now, not that long ago,
okay,
Rosneft sold 19.5%.
Oh, shit. What is up with all this fucking math?
To some creepy unknown entity that they've traced to Cayman Island corporations or something like that.
I mean, motherfucker. This has got to be some Trump thing, right? I mean,
Rosneft has declined to respond to questions, including a request for comment on how ownership of the 19.5% stake was divided, information about the identity of the Cayman Islands buyer, or details of the source of any undisclosed sources of funds.
Fuck, man. I mean, where do you think that leads? I mean, that's kind of ominous.
From page 30 of the, quote, dossier, unquote. Close associate of Sechin, which is one of the Russian oligarchs, I believe.
Okay.
Confirms his secret meeting in Moscow with Carter Page. This is that Trump toady attaché that they say was secretly meeting with the Ruskies.
A dish.
Substance included offer of large stake in Rosneft in return for lifting sanctions on Russia.
Ah, you fucking idiot redneck racist motherfuckers.
Page confirmed this is Trump's intention.
Yes.
They go on, blah, 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 blah. Number two, the detail. Number two, in terms of the substance, this is reading from that dossier again.
Yes.
In terms of the substance of their discussion, Sessions associate,
Sechin,
associate, said that the Rosneft president was so keen to lift personal and corporate Western sanctions imposed on the company that he offered Page / Trump's associates the brokerage of up to 19% privatized stake in Rosneft in return.
That's like a shit ton of money.
Page expressed interest and confirmed, well, if it's $1 trillion, almost 20% of that is a couple hundred billion.
Damn.
Page had expressed interest and confirmed that were Trump elected U.S. president, sanctions of Russia would be lifted.
And they're just going to give this to him?
Well, we don't know. All of a sudden, recently, 19% of Rosneft got sold to some shadowy web of secret companies.
Yes. Now, listen, I have a question.
If they can uncover that.
Is that illegal?
Can somehow.
Is this illegal?
Trace that. Trump suddenly owning a fifth of the of the Russian state oil.
Yeah.
And then being involved in lifting its sanctions. Yeah. I would say that's kind of illegal.
God damn it.
That one might definitely fall into the emoluments clause.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Do you need to be wearing a tinfoil hat to no. see the coincidence?
I mean, the guy had the meeting with this Carter Page douche. You don't think that's significant? Are we not allowed to notice? Jesus Christ. Think of all the... God, dude. The GOP, so many people. And Trump even held on to this Obama birther thing for ages.
Right.
And it was stupid. Baseless. This is not baseless, right?
Correct. More than a month after Russia announced one of its biggest privatizations since the 90s, selling a 19.5% stake in its giant oil company, Rosneft, it still is not possible to determine from public records the full identities of those who bought it.
Okay.
It was sold for 10.2 billion euros to a Singapore investment vehicle that Rosneft said was a 50-50 joint venture between the country of Qatar and Swiss oil trading firm Glencore.
Does this sound suspicious at all? I mean, I don't even know. Is this suspicious or is this normal shit that people do?
It says that important facts about the deal, this is from Reuters, have not been disclosed, cannot be determined solely from public records, or appear to contradict the straightforward official account of the stake being split 50-50 by Glencore and Qatar.
Okay.
But they're saying that Glencore contributed only 300 million euros of the deal, which would be less than 3% of the purchase price. So why would, if it's 50-50, why would they only pay 300 million? It's shady.
Damn, it's shady.
They show the ownership structure of the stake ultimately includes a Cayman Islands company whose beneficial owners cannot be traced.
It can't be traced because there's no way to find it out, or it's just illegal to get that information.
The Caymans are like, fuck you. Yeah, we don't give that information out. They're like the Swiss banks. We don't give information out.
So meanwhile, just fuck it, right? Then we have just to take Bannon and all these Nazis get to be in charge of America. This sucks. This is insane.
Some might say, well, this mystery money, where is this from? Is this Trump's people?
What is he? Okay, let's say Putin is the mastermind behind all this bullshit, right? He's like, you know what? We can offer Trump a shit ton of money. He'll lift the sanctions. And then what? What does he get out of it? A destabilized NATO?
Among?
Like, what else? I mean, I just don't understand. What's in it for Putin?
Our brand of democracy is discredited,
is shite.
Yeah,
well, it is.
You guys don't want, you need a strong leader like me. You don't need these everybody letting everybody vote. That fucks everything up. Look how shitty the Americans are.
So NATO goes away, and then Putin's like, fuck it, man, I'm gonna take over all these little satellite countries. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, Trump sends America into a recession or depression.
Right, we're depressed.
If he does everything he wants to do as far as lowering taxes on the rich and stuff.
We're depressed and recessed.
And if they think, I just don't get it. He said it again, that, you know, everybody's going to be making all this money and they're going to be making things now.
Well, that's almost accurate. Everybody's going to be making all this money. Trump is going to be making all this money.
Yeah.
That's more accurate. Damn. Can't we just, let me ask you, is the Cayman Islands, is that a whole country?
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. Fuck them!
What are you suggesting? A hostile takeover?
No,
of the Caymans?
I don't need to
shake them down for their info.
Yes, dear Caymans, we don't need a takeover. We're going to send an aircraft carrier down there. You're going to give us the information. Who's fucking who are we talking about? Just tell us.
Well, I can't believe we're not going to find that out at some point. I mean,
isn't there somebody in the Cayman Islands we can pay the fuck off?
Some
George Soros,
or what about, where are the hackers at?
Why can't George Soros get out that checkbook? Bribe some motherfucker in the Cayman Islands to give up Trump or whoever.
So, I don't know. It's awfully coincidental that the number 19,
yes,
percent,
right,
was allegedly offered,
okay,
to the Trump toadies to lift the sanctions, and then magically,
right,
19.5% vanishes into a secret Cayman Islands country deal.
So they got. So Trump negotiated up to 19.5% from 19. He couldn't get a little more?
Well, brokerage deals they talked about. They said it could be 5% brokerage deal, 0.5% brokerage deal.
Oh, I see. God, that cheap motherfucker. He got the brokerage deal. He got him to put it on top.
Well, maybe.
You cheap ass.
We don't know that he got the whole 19. It might have been the Qatari and this Swedish or whatever firm,
right,
Glencore. And the Trump, there's like a percentage there that's missing.
All because he likes to go to different cities or whatever and hire hookers to pee on each other. And that's where this came from. He doesn't want these videos to come out of him furiously jacking off to a couple of chicks peeing on each other. I get it. Jeez. Literally, he's fucking the planet up. Oh, my God.
So there we go. A little bit of shenaniganry going on. With this Russian company and this dossier and this Carter Page, I'm not saying, but you got to kind of say there might be something to that. I mean, maybe that's the way Trump gets sunk. Maybe that's going to be the final dagger that the Republicans pull out to put the shiv in Trump. They're going to expose this deal and say, oh, look, Trump took money from the Russian government to drop the sanctions. And I think the Trump Hansies wouldn't be able to survive that one. You know what I mean? Like even the hardest core crazy ones.
Yeah.
But I mean, even the regular ones are like, give Trump a chance.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
They're not going to survive.
Fuck no.
They're not going to survive him taking money from Russia to drop the... I think even they would see the untowardness in that.
Would they?
I would hope. Jesus, fuck.
Would they understand it?
That the Russian government paid him to drop sanctions? I think that's pretty simple.
It depends on what the story
is. They bribed him. Well, that's true.
It's pretty simple. My God, dude. They don't. They think the Earth is 6,000 years old. I don't know. What do you want from them? Somebody just needs to sit down. Maybe it's Obama or something. Just take Trump aside. Send him down. I don't know. Talk to him just as a friend and say, listen, nobody gives a fuck that you watch a couple of chicks pee on each other. Let that tape come out. Who cares? Stop this madness just to pay Putin off. Quit being president.
Right.
You obviously hate it.
Well, there's got to be more. There's got to be heels and
money. Think there's more?
Oh, shit, yeah. I think it's the top of the... So, what else has got? I've got a story. I mean, bad news / good news.
Oh, my favorite.
The other night, somebody... I mean, they still have not...
Yes.
...determined the cause of the horrible mosque fire in Texas,
right,
from the other night. But nonetheless, the Islamic Center of Victoria burned to the ground on Friday, coincidentally, shortly after President Trump signed the Muslim ban on refugees.
God damn.
It caught, according to the local authorities,
yes,
building caught fire shortly after 2 a.m. local time. Completely gutted, destroyed, but in a good sign of that there are good people out there, even in Texas, they set up a GoFundMe,
right,
to help raise money to rebuild,
okay,
their mosque. And I thought there was a link to it here, but there's not.
I think
not.
They might have. Did they reach?
Well, they were at, they were looking to raise $850,000 total to rebuild the whole Islamic Center.
Okay.
And like in 24 hours, according when this story that I'm reading from was written.
Yes.
They had raised already $600,000, okay, of that.
See, people don't. I would like to think that most people don't feel the way Trump does and Bannon does about people of color.
Well, yeah, I was on the site. I looked at it earlier and to see how much it was. And a lot, you know, you can leave comments if you, yes, donate and stuff like that. And that was kind of the overwhelming comment was, a lot of people saying, I'm an atheist and this horrifies me.
Yes.
Or I'm a Christian and this horrifies me. They passed their goal right now. They're at $913,515 of their $850,000 goal. So,
damn.
Congratulations, right, to the kind people in the United States. And fuck you to some Islamophobe asshole, yeah, burned it to the ground.
A bag of dicks to you, fuck nut.
I hope you get your comeuppance.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But a lot of people saying, you know, we're so sorry about this. People, yes, saying, I don't have money. Can I come help build?
Right. Well, that's nice.
I'm offering my carpentry skills and things like that. So
not everybody's a shithead.
Correct. So sad.
Yes.
That it had to happen in the first place, especially if it's not an act of somebody's God.
Yeah.
Electrical or whatever. But if they find out that it was torched.
Act of God.
Giant fuck you to whoever that
what
is.
What God, though? What if Thor did it?
That's what I mean.
What if Thor did it?
You need to decide.
Yeah.
He's a little lightning-y, right?
Right. Oh, my God. Speaking of superheroes, how about that? I forget who this was. Some politician got sworn in, and instead of laying his hand on a fucking Bible, he used Captain America's shield.
Oh, where was that? I saw that.
It's on our Facebook somewhere. It's funny. I forget where. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Check out our page. I think it was California.
I guess I've got more. Do you want more good news?
Oh, yes.
Out of bad news? do you know who Cal Penn is?
Damn, I do. Who the fuck is that? Is he an actor?
I believe he's Kumar from Harold and Kumar movies. Was also on...
I know who Cal Penn is. That motherfucker dropped out of house to work for Obama, didn't he?
Yeah, it was on house and went to work for the Obama administration.
You're a better man capacity. Than me, man. He's a better man. I'm not going to go work for the government if I got an acting job on TV. Fuck that.
Well, the other day he I think he Instagrammed. I think he said it was on Instagram. Posted something about the horrible refugee ban. And he got a comment, and he's now also got a crowdfunding page, by the way.
Awesome.
But this asshole said to him, it doesn't even say the whole thing, but he's just got the bottom of it. It says, because you don't belong in this country, you fucking joke.
Shit.
He was born in Jersey.
You idiot.
He's an American citizen.
Right. He's not white, you dumbass, that's all.
So on a lark, he put up a crowdfunder, and I think he wanted to raise at first $25,000.
Okay.
And it's over at CrowdRise, donating to Syrian refugees in the name of the dude who said, I don't belong in America.
That's awesome.
He said, the Women's March was a great example of coming together and standing up against the tyranny that we're experiencing. Look, I'm a pretty privileged guy, he said. So he said, it. You know, when he read the comment first, he said it kind of rolled off his back. Plus, he's been through this before. That's pretty mild, I would
think.
That's
not the first fucking racist thing he's ever heard.
But then he said, wait, what about the 14-year-old me?
Yeah.
Or the kids who look like me, who don't have the luxury of this kind of platform. Maybe, he started off with 2,500. Maybe we can raise 2,500 to show guys like this we're better than this.
Right.
So he started up this donating to Syrian refugees fund.
Yes.
He says, I think what the president is saying and doing is completely ridiculous. Who are the bad dudes miraculously coming in with 10 hours notice? You know, that was the argument of, well, why did you do this secretly and right away? Why didn't you, give people a time period or whatever? Well, Trump tweeted, well, the bad guys would come in. Oh, yeah, I've only got a week. The bad guys would show up.
Why is he springing it on people? And let me ask you something. Were the people at the airports, the custom agents, were they prepared for this?
No.
It doesn't sound like they knew what the fuck was going on.
He says, is it the army interpreters we detained over the weekend? The folks that saved American soldiers' lives? Are those bad dudes? I find it insulting as an American citizen that you would infer that anybody who helped our soldiers stay alive are somehow bad dudes.
Yeah.
He then said that anyone should feel, or he was talking to Mario Cuomo. Mario Cuomo asked him about the SAG Awards, and does he think privileged celebrities shouldn't be speaking out against Trump? And Cal Penn said anyone should feel emboldened to speak out.
Of course.
But he does think it's interesting that that the other side attacks privileged celebrities when they just elected one as president. A reality TV celebrity just tweeted out a Supreme Court pick, he said.
That's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant.
2,500 was their initial goal for Cal Penn,
yes,
donating to Syrian refugees in the name of the dude who said, I don't belong in America, is currently...
Genius.
Let me refresh it.
Refreshing
the
browser.
And it just went up $1,000 since window. I refreshed it a minute ago.
Oh, my God.
$662,558 has
Bam.
Been raised.
Good
Jasper
job.
Pfeiffer.
Who's that?
Just donated $25.
What's the name?
Jasper Pfeiffer.
Now, that doesn't sound like a guy.
Brett Harper, $10. Lori okay. Jacobs, $35. Beverly Davis, $50. These are all the people donating right now.
That's fucking awesome.
Scrolling through.
Man, that's awesome.
Jeff Stoner. Anonymous. Yeah. Anonymous. Oregonians for Compassion, $100.
Right.
These are all recent donors.
That's awesome.
Kellyanne
man.
Conway, $120. Somebody donated $120 in the name of that asshole.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Do that.
Didn't you? Did you put up a story on our Facebook page that the ACLU is getting shit tons of donations? The new members,
$19 million over the weekend.
Wow!
Donated to the ACLU. I think I either tweeted that or we put it on our Facebook or something. That the ACLU has received over $19 million in donations.
Well, that's good.
Tens of thousands of new members.
That's good for the ACLU.
They're going to need it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to be in something court. Good.
Yeah, they're going to be paying attorneys.
God damn.
And there's it's not just one judge, by the way. There's a bunch of judges in a bunch of different cities that have been ruling on this stuff, too. It's not, you know, they're screaming, oh, it's an Obama. Of course, it's an Obama judge.
No, dude, it's...
It's judges that know the law.
Right.
You just can't... You can't willy-nilly just do shit like this, we especially can't have a religious test. You just can't. We don't do that. Even Mitch fucking McConnell, that old turtle skeksis.
Mitch the bitch!
Said,
well, we don't have a religious test in this country.
From Kentucky.
This is unfucking real, dude. I'm still thinking about that story. It's like, they're just going to give a big chunk of the state-run oil company of Russia... Bam, President Schittler. Well, it's fucking fake news shit from Russia.
That might be it, though.
And we got Trump.
That might be the info that finally brings him down, and then we have President Pence.
I mean, Donald, if you took this job because you just wanted the payout from Putin, why all this shitty, like, evils? Why do all this evil shit? Why don't you just take your money and be a moderate and don't really... Don't do a Muslim ban. Well, don't say you want to build a fucking wall.
He's also pathologically narcissistic.
Yeah.
So he's being played like a fiddle by Putin and Bannon to each get what the fuck they want.
And if he had not gone that far right, he wouldn't have been elected.
That's one of the things they were on the Twitter they were suggesting is keep tweeting that Trump is Bannon's puppet.
Why?
And that'll make him crazy. That'll drive him crazy.
Oh, of course.
He'll start disagreeing with Bannon just to so he can say he did.
What does he do?
That's how stupid and insecure he is.
He sits in his living room, maybe at the White House, maybe it's his Trump Tower. I just picture him with one of those little cartons of Ben and Jerry's. He's got a spoon in it. He walks around in his boxers.
Melania.
Musing. Oh, she's nowhere.
She's nowhere around.
Get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. He's horrendous. By the way, hey, Melania.
How's the boy? What's his name?
Yeah. How's your kid? And Baron. Also, how's that cyberbullying thing going?
I wonder if Trump calls anybody anymore pretending to be his own press secretary, right? Or
why
PR
not?
Person.
Does he imitate Sean Spicer's voice?
This is Sean Spicer. Trump did that.
Yeah,
people,
he did.
People just overlook that.
He did that. He called. What did he do?
He called when people weren't talking about him enough in the 90s and the 80s. He would call up local New York papers and shit and pretend to be, one of them was John Barron, a fake name. And he would talk about how great he is, how smart he is, and all the pussy he's getting.
Oh, my God. He's nuts. He's loony.
And everybody knew it, that it was him. And then there's tapes of it, and it's so him.
And
then there was even a court case later where he admitted it.
Yeah.
That it was him.
That's fucking bananas.
But now it didn't happen.
Okay.
No, I never did that.
All right. God.
Mexicans are rapists. And then nobody talks about it anymore.
You know, the guy is infuriating. I get how some people could just agree with him if you're stuck in a room with a motherfucker. Anything to get him to shut up.
They're just tired.
Oh, exhausted.
After a while.
Oh, God.
What a
douche.
So, a couple of good signs of humanity. Cal Penn raising some money off of some hate from some asshole. And good people coming through and donating money to help build a mosque that hopefully wasn't torched by assholes.
Hey, you know who else has a GoFundMe account? That we were having a conversation, crab diving offline. Those people in Wisconsin who woke up and found out that someone hung as a joke a Nazi flag on their house.
Oh, that's on our Facebook. Yeah, what's the deal there?
They have to move.
Why?
But because somebody took a picture of their house with a Nazi flag on it on Facebook, and it went viral. And they're getting death threats and all the shit, and people are banging on their doors. So they're raising money so they can afford to move.
Who might have done that?
Do they know? Nobody knows.
Are there teenage kids in the family?
Real prankster with some Nazi memorabilia.
Where does one pick up a Nazi flag to just willy-nilly hang on someone's?
That's a worse story, man. And I think the guy, the husband, can't work because he has some sort of disease or some bullshit. Now he's got to move because somebody put a Nazi flag on his fucking door. They didn't even fucking know. Then one of their friends showed him the post on Facebook. They showed him a bunch of social media. And even like a legislator in the area spoke out against them. They said, like, hate will not be tolerated in this community. They're an African-American couple, I think. Or maybe they're Latino or something. They're not even like lunatic white hillbillies. They're not Nazis.
With a Nazi.
You know, the other thing is, like, somebody said it was a joke. Jokes are funny. That's not funny.
We've got, and it depends on what part of the nation, too. I mean, if that was in Alabama.
Fuck you.
Nobody
would have noticed.
Right.
No, which they would be like, which house?
We support the flag.
Which house with the Nazi flag in front of it?
Yeah, narrow it down, please.
Yeah, please. A little more specific.
There's stories now that there might be another one of these horrible screeds.
Screed.
A Washington Post reporter, I mean, one of these executive orders, a Washington Post reporter, Josh Rogan,
yes,
tweeted, "I'm told reliably there is a draft executive order on LGBT issues, including adoption.
God
details
damn.
And timing unclear." And then a little while later, he tweeted, "Follow-up. Admin source says LGBTEO, which is executive order,
yes,
could affect federal employee benefits and protections and adoption agencies that receive federal funding."
God damn it, man. So if you're an adoption agency and you're finding homes for these children, you've got a gay couple.
You might have a rule that says you will no longer receive federal funding if you allow a gay couple to adopt.
So you just got to wait for a straight family. You got to wait for a straight family if you want to get federal funding.
I don't know how that flies. I don't know how that flies. Of course, he's going to try to stack the Supreme Court with a Christo Mula.
Yes.
Who knows?
Right.
Then the last tweet from this guy, Josh Rogan, says more. EO, executive order, could allow federal employees to refuse to serve LGBT based on belief marriage is between man and woman or gender is immutable from birth. So
fuck this.
So that means your brother who help save people up in Alaska works for the Rangers.
Oh yes. They go out on Mount McKinley and what's up?
Hear an odd tone.
Oh, okay. Well, we have an odd tone here at the studio. He works on Mount McKinley, and if somebody gets they stuck up on the mountain, his people, they go up and rescue them. More often than not, they go pull dead bodies from the mountain and bring them down to be fucking buried.
He'd be able to say, yes, fuck you, I don't have to save you because it goes against, I believe, marriage is between a man and a woman.
Listen, God damn it. If you're stuck up on the mountain and you need to be rescued, it shouldn't matter if you suck a cock or not.
So we knew the states were going to try this, but this is going to be a fucking executive order that's going to instantly legalize discrimination for federal employees.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
contractors.
Is he going to invoke the dick checking rule as well? This is so fucking
stupid.
I'm
sure they're not going to fight it. Like the Obama administration would have.
What is the idea that it's such a blitz of bullshit that you can't fight it all at once? You have to choose your battles. The libs have to choose their battles, so you have to let something go.
Yeah.
Man, this sucks.
We knew it was going to be bad, but holy shit.
Well, I mean, we just didn't think he would make good on his promises because they were so shitty. But he is so shitty.
Yeah, and sadly, he is making good on his promises.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them, and they're the worst ones.
Horrendous.
A Muslim ban. I mean, we've got it. He signed it on Friday.
Right.
It's not. Yes, it is. We're not. Nobody. Only your dummies are stupid enough to buy the "it's not a Muslim ban" bullshit. It's a total fucking Muslim ban. You lying orange sack of shit.
And you know, listen. We live out here in the quote unquote liberal Hollywood bubble, in one of the most diverse zip codes on the fucking planet. So you explain to me, you in the flyover states, how I'm in the bubble and you're not in the bubble.
That's the reason you call us flyover states.
You are.
Why Trump's going to go 8 years.
But you are. And you love this Muslim ban. You're idiots.
But what about all the jobs?
The jobs? The jobs. What are you going to be, the prison guard at the media gulag?
It's all just so over fucking whelming a little bit at times. It's just batshit crazy. So we'll keep this just came out, this story about this new executive order that might be one of these religious freedom executive orders.
Fuck
that's
ye.
Probably right from that's right out of the Pence camp.
No, oh, yeah.
Shit. And I don't think Bannon and them are all too LGBT friendly.
By the way, that story's on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
I think this just probably goes in and shows that everybody thought that maybe Ivanka and maybe the kids would be a little bit more liberal and would have more influence. But it sounds like there's 0.0 of that going on.
I mean, you know, do you think Ivanka probably with her dad is like, listen, if you want to get in the business of changing my father's idiot mind about anything, have a ball. I'm going to go sell my jewelry, bitches. Fuck you.
No, they moved. Her and Jared moved to the
White House.
She's not involved in the company anymore because she's too involved. She's allegedly not involved in that, the family business, right? Aren't the boys going to run it, or is she part of the family business still?
What do you call her?
Oh, no. Wait, her husband. This is why it's bullshit. Jared is a paid advisor to the White House, but his wife is still going to be involved in the alleged blind trust of the businesses, of his businesses.
Hey, Jared, I have a question for you. Are you a douchebag? Because I saw a picture of you on somewhere, and you really, honestly, he looks like a douchebag. He looks like, if you looked up douchebag in Wikipedia, it would have his big old stupid fucking face. I'm just wondering if you're a douche. Is it true?
I think the odds are probably decent.
That he's a douche?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We have overwhelming evidence. The sleeveless fucking fleece that he wears, that's douche. That is douche. And that stupid douche picture. You're a douche.
Oh, my God. We've got a right-wing nutjob who, 1 week in, has declared Trump already the greatest conservative president in history. But this is scary. This is fucking scary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a fucking racist, this is the guy you have been waiting on, though.
Right. This is like David Duke and his group dancing around in their hoods, cheering and having little tents in their white hoods down below.
Oh, David
in their white
Duke.
Robes down below, because they're thrilled about this. Right. That ain't a good thing. These people crowing aren't a good thing.
David Duke is probably so happy right now. Just think about it. There's an event out there called the Deplorable.
This guy writes at Breitbart. Wayne Allen Root.
Do they really write?
Is his name. What?
Do they really write there? Do they just clutch like crayons in their fists? God.
So this guy, Wayne Allen Root, is a conservative loon. I don't know. You want to hear?
Yeah, let's hear this dickhead.
A little bit of Trump filleting here.
Ooh, gross.
Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for RootForAmerica.com. Up until now, Ronald Reagan was my favorite.
Hey, everybody, I'm Wayne Allen Root from WayneAllenRoot.com.
Oh, God, this guy is a total douchebag.
Hey, if you want the undercoating, I can talk to my manager about that and get him to sign off on it for only $299 more.
Shouldn't he be announcing dancers at a titty bar? Diamond.
This guy's a piece of work, huh? Yeah. So, oh God, what's going on here?
Anal God.
I'm having
we're going to play a clip from this douchebag.
A little computer. Who is he again? Here. Wayne Allen Root. He's a conservative.
Oh, yes.
Nut job. Who, you know, has a TV show.
God, and you know, just think about it. Like, Ann Coulter, has she been sucking his dick? Trump? Probably. She probably loves this.
Yeah, kind
this
of.
Muslim band. Ugh. It is gross to think about all the people that are so happy with Trump. It's amazing.
Wayne Allen Root has called himself a one-man army who single-handedly won Nevada for Trump.
Okay, that's creepy. I'm a one-man army.
Other headlines about him. Trump ally says first thing he'll do as president
yes.
is prosecute Hillary Clinton, put that woman in prison.
Hey, what happened?
That was Wayne Allen Root who said that.
Wayne, what the fuck happened with that?
He's really thrilled because last October he said that Trump's going to stop immigrants that are going to blow up our country.
Blow. Jeez. They're going to blow up our country. Little Syrian children.
So here he is, thrilled. Thrilled aplenty.
Fuck you, Alan. Up until now, Ronald Reagan was my favorite president in modern history. But remarkably, Donald Trump has passed my hero Reagan in his first week. Trump makes Reagan look like he was standing in quicksand. Trump makes Reagan look like a slacker. Trump makes my hero Reagan look like a liberal. Almost. I was honored to be the opening speaker at each of Donald Trump's six events in Las Vegas, Nevada in the past year. At each of these giant rallies, I recited.
He makes Ronald Reagan look like a liberal. Almost.
Give me some more of that Trump sack.
I did a dream wish list of everything Trump might do in his first term. Conservatives responded with wild applause and standing ovations for each line. And then I added, at the end, Trump will do all of that on day one. Can you imagine what he'll accomplish on his second day? The crowd roared with delight and laughter. But I was joking. I was dreaming out loud. Those were my wildest expectations. I was praying he might pass some of them in his first 100 days or maybe his first year. I never expected in my wildest dreams to be guilty of under-promising for Donald Trump. I was among the first to endorse Trump and predict his victory over 20 months ago. I said over and over again he would be our generation's Ronald Reagan and that his can-do businessman's attitude would make things happen fast. But
fuck
this
off.
Is ridiculous.
Yes.
Trump's gone straight from can-do to already done. It's only been a week, and already my wish list is in place. Simply amazing.
Oh,
breathtaking.
Simply it's amazing. And I hate this guy.
We got to go really quickly, but there's quick breaking news that the acting attorney general.
Yes.
Acting attorney general, because okay. Sessions has not been confirmed.
Beauregard.
Sally Q. Yates, holdover from Obama administration, ordered the Justice Department on Monday not to defend President Trump's executive order on immigration in court. So she's in charge there for now.
No shit.
And she told them, don't defend it in court. We'll see. There's a battle going on. We really got to get the fuck out of here. We're running late.
Oh, my God.
We're back tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. 757 on the East Tribe Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter, @RatedRComedy on Instagram, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram @Crab Diving.